Well, I would say that I was kind of a little bit of a science geek when I was young, and the campus teachers were very encouraging of it, and I had some really awesome science teachers, and I had a really awesome sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Welsh, and I think it was her first year teaching, and she was so enthusiastic, and she really kind of sparked your desire to learn. So I'd say they prepared me very well, mostly just to want to keep learning all my life, and I'm still learning. Over. Well, it's a very good question. It's something I could talk for hours about because I am a medical doctor and a specialist in space medicine. About your body, the change in space. Your bones start to get a little bit weaker. Your muscles get weaker. Your balance system changes a little bit. Your blood volume goes down. Almost every system in your body changes. But it's because your body is adapting to being in zero gravity. And it's great. It's not a problem until you want to go home and then you need to go back to the Earth. So I'll come back to your school and talk to you about that sometime. Over. Well, Cindy, yes, it's true. We have a very good system up here that recycles the urine and the sweat that we put into the air, and it condenses, and we can drink that too. And the water is very pure. It's much better than I would get out of the tap at home. So no problem drinking that. Over. The hardest thing by far is keeping track of your stuff, because every time you put something down, it just floats away and you lose it. So you have to use tape and Velcro and all sorts of ways to just fix things down. You get used to that, and in fact, you get pretty good at it, but not without a lot of learning. Over. Well, hey, Andy, by far what I miss most is my family. I have five children and a wonderful wife and my friends, I'd say. So you just miss the people you love more than anything. Other than that, I'm looking forward to taking a walk and getting out on the water and sailing and things like that, just kind of experiencing the good things the Earth has to offer. Over. Boy, that's an interesting question. I would really, really miss my family, so I doubt I would unless I could take them with me. But, you know, for being the first person on Mars, that would be a really big attraction for somebody. So I would do that if I could take my family with me. Over. Hey, Alex, training underwater is very, very good training for spacewalk. It's the best that we can do on Earth. But there are some differences. In the water, it's hard to get